We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening to, I believe this is the fourth episode of the RPG Robert Patton Global podcast. We have a very special guest here today, Stephen Sumadi, aka Infinity Presence. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thanks for having me on the podcast.
Yeah.
It's been such a pleasure. Working with Sheath Underwear, I want to say that off the jump, you know, seeing the company build from just an idea to full production is incredible. And yeah, Now you're doing your podcast. How did this come about?
You know, we've been doing a Sheath podcast. We've been doing Facebook Lives and Instagram Lives and YouTube, whatever. And it's just like a natural progression. Instead of having a Sheath podcast per se, we're going to have my own, like, public profile, Robert Patton. I have to build myself up to be like a public figure, if you will. At some point, when we're making multi-millions, tens of millions, people are going to be like, well, who's that guy? And let's learn about him. So I'm trying to put some information out there and show the journey, kind of document where we've come from and where we're going. And so when we're 60, we can look back and say, wow, we were so... you know, immature back then or whatever.
That's amazing. And I totally feel that. And I'm seeing that whole message is, you know, you're the representation of the company. You know, how you mentioned I'm Infinity Presence for you guys that don't know, it's a yoga service, specifically Kundalini, but I would say overall helps with energy activation, meditation, you know, integrating to source.
Yeah.
Day life, you know, creativity. That's beautiful that you're doing this, because Sheath came from your, I think I want to say this broadly, Sheath came from your charisma to change the standards.
My charisma, yeah. It came from the, you know, the universe, if you will, kind of like within. Because then you have to open yourself up to be able to obtain that message, or, you know, that stream of insight. And yoga was a great way for me to be able to receive messages, I would say, from like a higher power. I don't know. Maybe it was just my own brain. Maybe I was just maybe I'm just creative. But at the time when I came up with Sheath, I was in a state of, and I was actually in Iraq, which is kind of funny, but I would go up at night and do yoga and meditate and visualize, and things just kind of manifested. I had just watched The Secret, so I was kind of in this state of faith. And I think that, in conjunction with the physical part, you know, where I was doing the yoga and opening myself up, kind of allowed for this manifestation to occur. It's kind of a little woo-woo, but I believe
it. No, I understand what you're saying, because I could think back on starting out yoga, the feelings that I would get, the lucidness of my thoughts, of the ability to visualize what I was wanting to do creatively, instead of just going with a routine where, hey, I wake up, I go to work, great, I finish, I survive the traffic, you know, I'm back home and I'm so hungry, that's all I can focus on. But it's just beautiful, you know. And this is something you've taught me, is finding the service that you're best at and giving the universe your all. You know what I mean? Using the power of the universe, but then it's just like that recycle effect, you know? You're sending it right back out. So you're constantly refilling. You're constantly letting go. It's this crazy duality, you know? And man, I want to say that also that was integrated when you would show me the Qigong years ago. I think that was back in 2010.
Yeah.
2011, you did that 7 minutes of magic, or you had sent that over. You're like, hey, check this out. And oh my goodness, that kind of pulled me back from just that work. Don't really question too much. Yeah, you get excited about things, but, you know, oh, you can't really do that. You know, that's it's too far away for you right now. So just stay complacent and work, you know what I mean? Whew, man, what a trip thinking back on that. And I have to thank you, Robert, for being an inspirer, you know, and that's cool because you get to throw that into Sheath and make the company stronger and more alive, you know, with its foundation, that it's for everybody. It's beyond the underwear. It's really about everybody getting into your best life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I mean, to me, it's about like achieving your dreams, because Sheath is a manifestation of my dream coming to reality. And me, I want to share that message. Like, if I can do this, you can do it. I mean, who would have, I never thought I would be an underwear, you know, I'm not a mogul, but businessman, CEO. And I don't think maybe a lot of people know what their true calling is going to be until they open themselves up to it. It's probably not going to be underwear, but it might be yoga. It might be you're an accountant or an architect or whatever. And you take that inspiration and you run with that shit and have total faith. Like, you know, there's no doubt. Like, I know that this is going to work, and I'm going to put everything into it and not quit until that is true. And I'm going to be the force that makes sure that that happens. But it all starts with that inspiration, and that comes from opening yourself up. And you can open yourself up with yoga and meditation and Qigong and these ancient practices that, you know, like the man doesn't want us to know, because they don't want us to be awake so that we can think for ourselves. They want us to be a cog in the wheel and go to your, you know, cubicle or manufacturing job.
Yeah, just the whole, like, there are these set rules for success, you know. Just keep your mouth shut, work hard for 40 hours a week for 20 years, and then you'll be the manager, you'll be the director, this or that. And it's like, I think it's amazing. Not everybody's, you know, meant to have a full self-employed thing or be a CEO or whatever.
Right.
But I think everybody's entitled to be their own boss, in the sense of, hey, I'm going to set my schedule. I'm going to provide the service the best that I can, and I'm going to enjoy it in the process. So it's just like, you know, trying to be aware that everyone's an individual, but we're all together.
We're a team.
It's just about, it's just inspiring everybody to get on their grind for what they really, really actually enjoy. And like you were saying, the yoga and meditation just presents that to you so clearly once you've gotten into that full hour, not being on the phone, not thinking about, oh, I got to go pick up groceries, I have an appointment tomorrow, oh, my friend's going to need to help, you know, need to be moved this weekend, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Bills to pay. I got to go to work on Monday. All those worries, you can, like, it's like a little mini vacation from this system that it's like you get to step out of the system for an hour of, it's almost like freedom, especially if you could go into the woods or go to a secluded place. But for sure, just turn off your phone, and unless you're watching Steven do his weekly Kundalini podcast on the Sheath Underwear Facebook page, because you're giving value to our viewers by showing them these methods, the Kundalini yoga method, which when everyone that knows about Kundalini yoga knows that it's very powerful and potent and gives you like a head change. And all these gurus from India, not all of them, but Yogi Bhajan, what's that guy's name?
Yogi Bhajan.
Bhajan.
The guy that brought it over in 1969.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's waking people up through these techniques. And so, like, everyone should kind of make it at least once a week, right? For like 5 minutes, do some yoga.
Yeah. Something I was talking to fellow Sheath Underwear co-owner, Matt Zian, he was talking about, hey, I think everybody, you know, they might not go to an hour of yoga or even do their own hour of yoga a day, but just simply closing your eyes for 5 minutes a day.
Yep.
It's like, as simple as that seems, it is so necessary, because even with the knowledge that I have, I will still get overwhelmed. I will still rush into things, and I might be doing, you know, longer deep breathing and everything like that, and that's amazing. But the fact that I'm just like, okay, close the eyes and you're good. Like, you're not on hyperdrive. You're just tuning up. You know what I mean?
Yes, like that moment of silence can really reset your, whatever. But I want to expand on that actually, because for some people, it's hard for them to shut their mind off, right? It's just thought after thought after thought, just random stream of conscious. And sometimes it's worries, it's bills, it's I have to do all these things, obligations, and you want. Like that's it's almost pointless because you could just write those things down instead of thinking over and over. It's tiring, it's draining. How can someone through Kundalini yoga, if you know, kind of just calm their mind, shut their mind off? And
Totally,
I have
totally.
another question about that after this, but go ahead and tell me what you think about that.
Well, to definitely expand on what you're mentioning for everybody out there that's listening, we have the Kundalini Yoga live stream on the Sheath Underwear Facebook page every other Sunday, 10 to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. It's open for anybody. I'm providing you guys total energy activation, clearing away the worry, the fear, the doubt that comes from within by expanding the energy at the base of the spine. That's the Kundalini energy. A lot of people symbolically refer to Kundalini as a snake. Really, in Kundalini directly translates the coiled one in Sanskrit. So it's uncoiling that energy at the base of the spine, bring that up out to the top of the head. And that's really for anybody. You can do this with Kundalini yoga. Obviously, it's the most powerful, but when you're working out and everything else, you are steadily activating that, unlocking that, you know what I mean? But as far as the breathing, one of my most favorite techniques that everybody can try is breath of fire. So breath of fire, what you're doing is you're breathing as quickly as you can. The breath is equal. So as you inhale through the nose, you're letting the stomach go out, go forward. And the stomach's fully relaxed because that's our second brain, that's our engine. And as you exhale, the stomach's gonna go back to the base of the spine. So it's just pump after pump. And I'll just demonstrate this really quickly. You'll hear how intense it sounds. So you can imagine I'm firing that breath. It's equal, it's very quick. Everyone's gonna have their own pace. But you'll notice if you just sit down and close the eyes and you do that for a minute, I promise you're going to have twice the energy you had before you did that. So that's definitely one of them. But if you guys want to tune in this Sunday, you're going to get the full hour of movement, meditation, breath work, all the good stuff.
I love that. Thank you. That was a great point. And that will help you kind of calm your mind, I presume, obviously.
Absolutely. The whole overload thing we're talking about, it's once you start to feel, oh my goodness, my breath is regulating everything. You know what I mean? So if I'm having this full breath and I'm literally getting intoxicated in a good way off my breath, I'm not having all these ridiculous thoughts that are just illusion after illusion after illusion.
Worst case scenarios, fucking doomsday thoughts.
Yeah, it's like it's funny because even if, you know, it's like I'm gonna be real, I've had a lot of times where I'm not, you know, it's thought really bad thoughts will come up, but I actually work through them. I literally let them go through me because I'm like, these are literally illusions.
I like that.
This is just almost like a test. Like, are you gonna quit? Are you gonna succumb to this chaos going on that everybody has bliss, everybody has chaos, but there's this, I just keep finding this interesting duality between the light and dark that we all share. You know what I mean? We're all part of the universe. It's seriously simple. I mean, I know it's pretty vague, but you know, we're seen in the light and we feel alone in the dark, but there's always that integration. You know what I mean?
We're all together and as a hive of humans, but we're kind of working against each other sometimes, I think. And if we could all just work together to, I mean, imagine the potential. But I think in the future, this might take a weird turn, but like through AI and like implants with humans with regards to technology, we supposedly will start being able to like read each other's brains, and if we could all read each other's minds, you know, then we could really focus on work, because there's a lot of misunderstandings. It's kind of the point.
Right.
We that you say something and the person receives it not as you intended it, and if they could just so sense your intention, that was a joke, I'm just messing around, instead of them getting like offended at just pulling your chain, man, I'm just trying to have a good time, you know, and then they're like, oh, you're just joking, you don't mean that I'm stupid or short or whatever, you're just kind of trying to lighten the mood, you know, but sometimes people take that as an insult when it's meant to really be a fun thing. So yeah, if we could read each other's minds, that went a little weird.
That is literally no, you're, I mean, it's funny, like, I know you went on a tangent, but it actually did bring up the whole first ever memory of meeting you. It was through, what was it, Call of Duty or something online, and I was just joking with you, I was talking shit to you because I liked you. I was like, I like this guy, I'm gonna talk some shit. It was like, it wasn't meant to be like a mean thing. I think I was just like saying, like tasing you.
Yeah,
was it Call of Duty? Like,
it must have been, yeah, because that's what I was playing back in the day. And yeah, I mean, when I first saw you, you were doing stand-up on, you know, on YouTube, and mm-hmm. I mean, I guess we ended up playing Call of Duty. I think I vaguely remember you tasing me, and I guess that's like, you were like, I'm going to kill you in this game type of comments, you know.
Just like totally like over the top, like unnecessary, like competitive, like, oh, I got you, bro. You suck. Like,
yeah, exactly. But it's all in good fun because I love playing basketball. I love talking shit. It's funny.
Oh yeah, you're nasty with the basketball.
I've been playing again, just shooting around again because I tore my meniscus last month. But yeah, I am pretty nasty. That's what 30 years of dedicating your time to something will get you, is like you become sort of like an expert. And unfortunately, I'm older now, so like if I had the 20-year-old body with this experience, you know, I probably could play for college or something. But I like to play for fun, and I like to talk trash. But it's funny how every time I talk shit, I'll miss my shot. Like, I'm killing it, I'm in the zone, and then it's like you pop out of the zone when you go and talk shit. So it's I try to remember, just don't say anything, stay in that space where everything is in slow-mo and you're like just in that flow state. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Because when you're in the flow state, people know like that you can't, you're unfazed. Like, you're not going to get distracted. Like, when you fully get in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny how people can pick up on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like I want to feel like that too. And it's like, oh, we'll do this. Like,
well, you can see it like with sports primarily, when just like with Jordan just scoring 63, or with like Cowboy Cerrone, he's fighting. He's one of our fighters, but he'll like, everything is pinpoint accurate, and he's moving out of the way as a punch is coming toward him. He's throwing the jab, like, and it's like right on the chin, and you can see, oh, he's on right now. And we all, like you said, we all want to be in that state. And that reminds me, I watched a movie recently, and I had rewatched it from a long time ago, called The Peaceful Warrior. And I highly recommend this movie. It's got like Nick Nolte and a couple other no-name actors, but the story behind it has to do with, where are you? Well, like, you're here. What time is it? It's now. Like, being in this moment without any other distractions, and how beneficial that can be towards your life and anything you're doing, you know, whether you're at your computer. Like, imagine how much more you could get done in an hour if you didn't get distracted every 2 seconds and you just like zoomed in on the task, and you'd probably do 8 hours of work in an hour. But we're always like,
that's seriously true. Uh-huh. Like the whole deep work philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, you know, I'm just throwing this out there. The gratitude aspect, that helps cut distractions and delays down dramatically. I've mentioned to you before, I've been doing the caregiving part time for a guy that has muscular dystrophy. So he's in a wheelchair, powered wheelchair, and he can wiggle his fingers. He's very smart, you know, very nice person. But that immediately gets me out of the victim mentality,
selfish,
the lazy, just wipes it out for me. And I swear I've been doing this for almost 14 months. This is going to be my last month of doing it. Just, you know, transitioning to more stuff with Infinity Presence, with Sheath Underwear, with my music.
Oh my God. I don't know, just I want to talk about your music too.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just basically throwing it out there is when you're aware of there are people that literally can't do what you do or they have less, whatever it is, it's just like, yo, it's game time. You know what I mean? Like, I got to put on for myself and them and showcase my finesse, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you see that new movie with Kevin Hart called The Upside?
No, I haven't yet.
You know what I'm talking about, though? Because he has this dude, he's in a wheelchair. I think he has, like, muscular dystrophy or something. Can't really move his hands or legs, but, I mean, arms or legs. But it looks really funny. I haven't seen it, but actually, it's got the guy from Breaking Bad, and he's the guy in the wheelchair. Then Kevin Hart.
Jesse?
No, the main character.
Walt?
Walt, yes.
Woo!
Yeah.
Bryan Cranston and Kevin Hart, that's an interesting duo. Oh my goodness.
It looks really funny, and it just reminded me of what you were doing, but which is not funny, but actually really cool. And I'm actually doing this weird, it's humble brag, you know, it's not a competition, but I'm taking care of these dogs, right? There's like, they were going to be euthanized. Yeah. Some lady... like save them the day they were going to get, you know, whatever, injected with some chemical that kills them. And, you know, I've heard these stories about how there's piles of dogs. Anyway, so we're saving. Yeah. I have a couple foster dogs, so I'm holding them, kind of like taking care of them at my house until someone adopts them, because otherwise they would just be in a cage all day.
And you want to tell us really quick what, just for the people out there, you know, if they're looking to adopt, what dogs you currently are?
Yeah, well, we just got rid of this little mixed breed shepherd dog, which I was really surprised someone took it because it was so like scared all the time. But this lady was she wanted a dog that she could kind of just really pay a lot of attention to and develop and get him out of that, you know, fear state. And this other dog I have and by the time people hear this, it's probably going to be gone, but she's a husky, a little husky mixed breed. And she actually peed on my couch again today because they're so scared. Like, I guess, you know, who knows what type of life that they led before they got here, but apparently it wasn't good. But time heals, I think, and love and just patience. So we're going to, you know, I give her treats, I feed her, I let her out and stuff, but it's been about a month and she's still pretty freaked out.
But how does she do on the walks?
She will not take a leash. She'll pull out of it. So,
oh wow.
We just I let her run around in the backyard and, you know, around the house, and there's seven dogs total. So what's cool is she gets to kind of see how the other dogs are, get that energy, and then when she's around them all, she's perfect. But like, they're not always here because it's in between two households, and
right.
And so sometimes she's like just, she likes her cage, which is actually kind of sad, but we're going to get her through that. It's, you know, she's still young, a baby. But so as far as humbling, you know, it's like, okay, I don't know. It's just you do something good, whether it's helping a disabled person, dog, something.
When you're aware that you can take care of yourself and you want to give, it's just like,
yeah,
yo, this is just the natural process here. Like, I'm feeling so good, and that's that content feeling, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, there's ups and downs, but you're like, you're on that upward diagonal, you know.
Well, okay, so the author of Be Here Now is he was talking about how he helps people that are dying, you know, in hospice. His name is Ram Dass. This guy, Ram Dass, I know you've heard of him. You know, and then these are the types of situations that help you reflect on your own life and appreciate what you do have. And let's go on, you know, love gratitude. I love all these topics, teamwork and visualization, being here now. But speaking of that stuff, because we don't have too much time, your new album that you released, EP, it was really – fun to listen to. It's really like got some good beats and like rhythm to it. And then your flows are, I mean, I could tell that you somewhat freestyled it, but it comes together really nice, and it's a fun EP.
Thank you so much. Just to kind of, I guess, go into that was one of my biggest challenges, and it was just literally an internal thing where I said, oh, you can't make music, dude. It's not for you. You're just a funny guy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Literally the illusionary voice was so strong that it took years. I've been freestyling since I was 11, 12.
I know.
Because it's something that I loved to do. But I didn't actually officially 100% record until February 3rd of last year. So I was 26. You know, my birthday is in April. So it's just like, you see how literally almost 15 years went by. And then I was like, I can't even contain myself. So I did 10 tracks to start out. I did 10 tracks with Matt Zian. He was helping mix and master. We did the Kundalini Katana mixtape. All the tracks were freestyle. There's 10 tracks on there on SoundCloud, on the Stephen Samadi SoundCloud. But the EP, which, I mean, I'm seriously shaking with joy because it's getting good feedback and you're enjoying it. That just means like I'm overwhelmed almost.
Yeah, it should definitely be on the radio, and you should tour, but continue.
Thank you. No, this is definitely a more refined project. There's still freestyling, but it's called the Neighborhood Shaman EP. I really just put my heart into it, you know. I like spreading peace and love. You know, I always say in the live streams and my other yoga stuff, peace and love guides the way always. And just really incorporating all the positive changes, like improving my diet. You know, I've been doing the plant-based diet for over a year and a half. Just finding a lot of joy in my relationships, you know, going on adventures, traveling, all the good stuff. It just seems to just flow to me, and there's just an abundance. I don't feel like I'm going to run out of material. I just want to keep recording. So it's definitely going to be soon. We're going to go with KRTU, the Trinity University online radio, the 91.7. To definitely premiere the track Neighborhood Shaman. For now, you can get the full EP on SoundCloud. Woo! Like I said, oh my gosh, I'm just so pumped that you're digging it and it's out there.
Where's another link? Is it on like your Instagram page or?
So yeah, you can go to Stephen Samadi on Instagram. It'll have the link there.
Okay.
Facebook as well. You can search Stephen Samadi. Stephen with a V, Samadi, SAMADHI.
Yeah, because sometimes people don't know SoundCloud that well, and to find an artist on SoundCloud, there's so many artists. You need like a link to that. But definitely, people listening, go check it out, because especially the first two tracks will like hook you, and then you just listen to the whole, because I think there's only 5 songs or 7 on this.
Yeah, there's 5. It's Mantras on My Fingers, Powered by the Sun.
I like Powered by the Sun. Bubble Tea. Yeah.
300ZX, which is like a freestyle interlude, and then the last track is Neighborhood Shaman.
Very fun EP, so definitely check that out. You can also check out Something Fiction, which is the artist who's also on this particular EP, Matt Zian, my brother, your best friend. They just came out with another album, Something Fiction. But last topic I want to talk about potentially is sleep. And I have, as an entrepreneur, and a mind that will not quit. I'm going to sleep. I lay down, and it's just like, oh, you think you're going to sleep, motherfucker? Think again. So
that's so real.
Yeah. when you go to sleep, do you just like lay down and like lights out, or what do you think about to help your mind calm down?
That's really one of my biggest things right now still, proper sleep management, because I know how to get my body tired. You know, I can get really relaxed, but it's not always so easy. And I think the biggest thing is just getting getting my diet on point where I say, yo, why am I eating at 10 p.m. and I should be fully asleep by midnight, like, or really 11.
Yeah.
Because I prefer to get up by 7 or earlier. That's the goal. But it's like, yo, stop being silly, because when you're eating all these foods, it can be, you know, it can even be healthier food, but your body's excited by the food.
Uh-huh.
So you're trying to lay down. Your mind's going, hey, I'm just getting all this energy now.
Yeah.
Or, hey, maybe I might have had a coffee at 6 p.m. when I should have stopped at like 3. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. So to really answer your question overall, I try to cut off the food and like caffeine and stuff like that by like 7, 8 p.m., and it lights out by 11, but I've honestly been passing out by midnight, and then it kind of fluctuates just depending on if I was doing a run, if I was lifting heavy, you know, whatever is going on. I might sleep in until about like 8:39.
Well, that's pretty nice. I slept 5.5 hours last night, and that was a good night's sleep for me. Like, so
nice.
It's actually improving since I've had this surgery. I had this tonsillectomy with my deviated septum correction, and I know we just have a couple more seconds, real quick. But like, so when you lay down, and your head is on the pillow, like, what's going on in your brain?
Well, yeah, when I lay down, I kind of just do a nice scan of what love did I spread throughout the day. It's simple things, you know. It's like I had food today, like a hot plate, you know. No, really, it's like my ankles aren't rolled, like my ankles work, like I didn't roll my ankle, like it's super random stuff. I mean, I'm telling you, I just instead of counting sheep, it's just all these little things, like I didn't spill food on my favorite shirt.
So your gratitude, you're going over the things you're grateful for.
Yeah, it's like the gratitude thing. And then it's like, I also think of like, yo, I'm not on that 10-mile run anymore. That was hard. I'm just laying down. Like,
yeah. Still. Oh, here, check this out and we'll wrap it up. I'm doing this 100 burpees a day for 100 days.
Ugh.
And it's pretty badass. I'm not saying do it now, but you might want to start it. I'm on like day 7 or something. But it condenses the workout. You'll bust a sweat for sure. Try doing 100 for time. Don't just do 100 throughout the day. Try to do 100 in like 15 minutes.
Oh my God.
And
I threw up a little bit.
Yeah, it's a full body workout. It condenses it. It's like the most like efficient use of your time to get a full body workout. And so all you guys listening out there, if you want some, get some. And I'm Robert Patton. This is the Robert Patton Global Podcast. We had Steven Sumati's Infinity Presence on here. Good energy, positive messages, a lot of love. Share this with your friends. Thank you for joining. Follow him on Instagram, Facebook, at Steven Sumati, at Infinity Presence. See him on our Facebook page live every other Sunday.
This Sunday.
Thank you for having me. I heard you had a podcast. Maybe we can do this again on yours, something.
Come out, man, for the Infinity Presence podcast. We'll have you on. We'll chop it up further.
Yeah, for sure.
I know we're both busy.
Yeah.
Much love, Robert.
Absolutely.
Peace and love guides the way, baby.
Okay. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you, everyone. Much love. We're out of here. Peace. SheathUnderwear.com, by the way. Check it out.
World's finest underwear.
Yeah, use code InfinityPresence and save how much? 30%? Or Infinity. Yeah,
as long as they just put in the it doesn't have to be capitalized or anything, just Infinity.
Infinity. Yeah, promo code Infinity saves 30% at SheathUnderwear.com. Steven gets the credit. So anyways, much love. We're out of here. Peace.
Much love. Peace.